Hi, and welcome to another episode of SG Voice Talks 2, brought to you by Sustainable Growth Voice, a part of DC Thompson. In these fortnightly episodes, the SG Voice team hears from the people and companies who are actually contributing to change on the sustainable transition and the disrupting of the status quo. I'm Heather Dinwoodie, reporter at SG Voice, and this week I'm joined by Aileen Acevedo, co-founder and CPO of Aravita. So hi, Aileen, and thanks again for joining me. I'll just dive straight in with some questions. So perhaps you could tell me a bit about what problem did Aravita set out to solve?
Hi, Heather. Very, very pleased to join you today. So the problem that we are set out to solve, we had like this idea to really address a significant problem that affects everyone on a daily basis. So after looking into various sectors, it became evident that food is something that resonates with everyone. And there is a massive problem associated with food, which is food waste. It is unacceptable to us that 30% of the food is thrown away, is almost 50% when we talk about fresh food, especially when more than 30 million people in Brazil, where we are starting our operations, suffer from hunger, and almost 50% of our population some level of food insecurity. And in addition of the social impact, food waste has a tremendous environmental impact, as it is responsible for near 10% of greenhouse gas emissions, and not to mention the waste resources used to the production of this food that is afterwards wasted. So this was the problem that really drive us to build Aravita.
So could you tell us a little bit about just how you arrived at your chosen solution? You know, once you'd identified this problem, how did you know where you wanted to go next?
While we were trying to solve a problem with both environmental and social impact, we also want to prove that we can build that is profitable and that can bring economic value to our clients and to our society at the same time. So as just like SG Voice says, we want to create something where purpose meets progress. And with that in mind, we look to the entire production chain of food. And we realize when you look at grocers that they have a very huge pain, because even though they are very influent in the whole production chain, they do operate on tight margins. So when they have a problem of food waste and overstocking, they do have a lot of costs associated on that, and even less fresher food. But also when you look at the understock problem, they do have lack of sales. So in both ways, when you don't have a exact amount that you should have been having to your clients, you have a thing that hinder profitability in both sizes. And after also a thing that we kind of came across studying all the food chain, we saw that fresh food, as I mentioned before, it is a huge problem to food waste, but also there is very few solutions that can deal with the complexity of food, fresh food, especially fruits and vegetables. So when we looked at that, we said, okay, maybe there is a sweet spot, a blue ocean here, that we can create a solution that is focused on fresh food. And when we look to the entire product chain of fresh food, supermarkets are the one that have more data available and structured data. So it would be much easier to create cutting edge technology for this client specific that has this huge pain, that wants to be more profitable, using very data-driven decisions and artificial intelligence.
So, I mean, could you explain just sort of in basic terms for simpletons like me, how exactly, like, how does the technology work?
Sure. So based on this whole scenario of supermarkets that I mentioned, our initial mission is to help supermarkets to have more accurate orders for fresh products. So we wanted to give to them the decision of you should buy X or Z from this SKU to this store, very specific. And what we want to use is we are using artificial intelligence within all data from the supermarkets and also external data to provide this solution to them. And the solution is kind of based in three big pillars. So as we want to recommend something that they should order, we need to see how much they're going to sell. So there's here a technology that can make a demand forecasting to them. So understanding how they are going to sell based on historical data, based on external data as temperature, holidays, and so on. And then we have a second pillar that is how much do they have in stores? And for fresh food, it's a huge problem because with all the, as they are fresh and they get every hour that passes, they kind of like start to stale. We have this challenge about what is really inside the stores. So we are developing a predictive inventory management where we can evaluate how much they do have in the stores. And then for the last piece, we just said how much is going to sell. We just said how much they do have in the stores. The third pillar, what we want to know is from what we are ordering, what should I expect to receive? Because fulfillment in fresh food is also a problem. So these are the three big pillars that sustain our order recommendation optimization. And that's the whole idea on our solution. So in all those three pillars, we use any kinds of artificial intelligence, so machine learning, deep learning, and different kind of models based on data that we have from our clients and also external sources.
I mean, it all seems very clever and technical, but once it's working, it seems a kind of win-win situation, really. So what kind of stage are you currently at with Aravita? Is the solution already available, or do you have sort of a route to market planned out?
So we were founded less than a year ago, and we completed our seed funding on March of this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're very happy and with very incredible investors. So now we are in a very early stage. We're focusing on building a dream team. So we do have data science, data engineering, software engineering, a service designer, and the founders. So we are focusing on doing that. But at the same time, creating and developing our product to find product market fit. So now we are piloting our solution with one Brazilian supermarket chain here. And that's our current stage. We do want to onboard more supermarket chains within the few months, but now we are focusing on developing our product and developing all those pillars that I mentioned to you. So this is our current state.
And from your sort of initial trials, have you been able to kind of quantify the technology's benefits, or is that something that you're still working on?
As I mentioned, we are doing this pilot with a Brazilian supermarket chain, and we started our solution in the first pillar that I've mentioned, which is the demand forecasting. And with this first pillar, for some SKUs and some stores that we are piloting them with, we did have great results when we compared to what they have now. So our forecast demand is much more accurate to what really happened in the reality of the stores. So this was a huge thing that we could already bring some nice, not results, but showing to them how artificial intelligence can really build results based on data from them and external data. And now what we are focusing on is developing the other two pillars that I mentioned to be able to have a first version of the order recommendation. So in the following weeks, we are going to finish this first version, piloting with them and testing with the stores. And we are very, very excited with the results in food waste and also sales increase that we are going to have with this first version. And then from this first version, we are going to iterate and enhance the product. And also, at the same time, we want to onboard, as I said, new supermarkets to be able to test not only in this first pilot, but also in different chains with different models, because it changes a lot from grocer to grocer. So that's our main goals for the next few months.
Got some exciting news coming up then. So you've touched a little bit there about some of your next steps, but could you maybe tell us a little bit more about some of the company's next milestones and how you plan to expand and scale up the technology?
Sure. So right now, as I said, we are focusing on building and iterating our solution based on customer feedback, but also staying up to date to the latest technologies. So for example, from a technology perspective, our long-term vision involves advancements in collecting information in real time, for example, using IoT. So right now we are very much using human in the loop and inputs from people in the stores. But in the future, we really want to use all those kind of different technologies to help us having more accurate data. And in a product and market perspective, we see like various potential avenues. So for example, when we see all the production chain, we really think that we can have a huge impact when we go upstream on this production chain, delivering some solutions to distributors and also producers, and then impacting food waste, not only in the retail part, but also in the production and distribution part. And within the grocers, we do think that as we start with a very complex part with the fresh food, we think that going for other categories could be easier because the complexity kind of lowers from fruits and vegetables. And then we really think we can expand our solutions to other categories. And last, we do think we can expand our services coming from order management to also price management, category management. So that's our long-term view. We are very focused on what I've explained before to you. And lastly, to not forget to say, we are very excited with a lot of supermarket chains that are in contact with us. So it really brings to us the confidence that this is a real pain and that we are bringing something very nice to the economy and to our clients.
I think it's exactly what you said, that kind of combination of profitability while also helping the environment and everything. It really does just seem like a win-win. And yeah, by going for the hardest category first, you've maybe made things difficult for yourself, but hopefully easier in the long run, and we'll soon see it becoming more widespread. Well, that's about it from me in terms of my questions, but thank you again for joining. And you know, I'm sure some of our listeners will be keeping up on social media, things like that. So if you maybe would just want to tell us sort of where can we find you? Where can we keep up with what you're doing?
Sure. So we are on LinkedIn called Aravita. We do have our website and we do have our Instagram page. It's aravita.ai. Our website is also aravita.ai. So very easy to find Aravita. And please, if you have any questions or curiosity on what you're doing, reach out on our social media. We'll be very pleased to talk with SG Voice audience.
Well, thank you very much for that. And to our listeners, if you'd like to share your thoughts about what's been discussed today, you can find us on social media or drop us an email at sgvoice@dcthompson.co.uk. That's all for this week, but subscribe to our channel so that you never miss an episode, and you can find us wherever you get your podcasts.